Bonneville. A 16-year-old sustained major injuries and was airlifted to an Edmonton hospital after the motorcycle he was driving rear-ended another vehicle. On August 18 at 12:50 p.m., Bonneville RCMP, fire and EMS were dispatched to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 660 involving a motorcycle and an SUV. All emergency personnel attended, including an RCMP forensic collision reconstructionist, according to information from police. The investigation determined that the motorcycle rear-ended the SUV. The collision is still under investigation. Suspicious vehicle leads to charges. Charges were laid after Bonneville RCMP responded to a call regarding a suspicious vehicle parked at a local hotel. On August 19 at noon, RCMP were following up with a suspicious vehicle parked at a hotel. This led them to find a female inside the hotel known to be on warrants, according to police. As police approached the female, she initially started to flee, but when officers called out her name, she stopped and surrendered herself. Various illegal drugs were found on her person. Daphne Stoyles, 28, of Bonneville, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, resisting arrest and failing to comply with a release order condition. She was brought before a justice of the peace and remanded into custody. She is set to appear in court on September 19. Suspect flees from police. On August 23, just before 1 a.m., Bonneville RCMP received a complaint that a vehicle was allegedly taken without the owner's consent. Police found the vehicle running in a parking lot and approached the driver and placed him under arrest. Instead of complying with police demands, the male driver decided to put the vehicle in gear and drive off while one of the officers had his hands on the suspect trying to remove him from the vehicle, according to information from police. The officer was not injured. The vehicle was ultimately disabled by a spike belt a short time later and the driver was taken into custody. Tavine Schliemann, 21, was charged with flight from police, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, taking a motor vehicle without consent, two counts of resisting arrest and driving without a driver's license. He was brought before a justice of the peace who set his cash bail at $100. He is set to appear in court on Sept. 19.